Right, our newsmaker of the day, a little bit later on, we will be taking a look at what's happening in Tshwane. So I see that the candidates have now been nominated. Now, reporter Tabiso Goba is there. So we'll be taking a closer look at that story because hopefully, thinking about service delivery, we will have a mayor this time tomorrow or maybe a little bit later on this evening. They'll have that vote and we'll take it from there. But now, changing our focus just a little bit, there's an interesting article by the CEO of School Days, Paul Esterhazen, talking about low entrance requirements to teaching degrees hampering educational outcomes. And just thinking about this, now sometimes, I'm not sure, Vangeli, if you've ever had a teacher who's been that outstanding teacher, that top shelf teacher, and you thought you were born for this.
Yeah. I remember my English teacher, Miss Pillay, she's now Mrs. Stevens, because we've kept in touch ever since. You know, her teaching, it was not just about what happens in class. She took a particular care about what you're doing after school, at work. I mean, I remember I had school shoes that had holes underneath them. She bought me school shoes and socks, and that even encouraged me to do better in the class because I think she just cared for me as a human being.
That's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. And all these years later, you've kept in contact.
Yeah, we still keep.
I've had the same. I've had a teacher, Duncan Fredericks. Mm-hmm. I have been chatting to him. Now, I matriculated many decades ago. We'll just leave that there. Yeah. And about 2 months ago, I had lunch with Duncan Fredericks. We've kept in contact all these years. Sure. But those are the teachers that are absolutely brilliant. But the problem is, there are those who are not. And on the line is the CEO of School Days, Paul Esterhazen. Hi, Paul. Good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Hello, Ray. Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I don't think I'm going to get you jumping up on the couch cheering the fixers that we're hitting. And if you hear the dogs barking, you know that they are outside, but they do come in at night.
Well, that's good to hear. You see, you're a compassionate person. Absolutely. Now, talking education, we have a situation and we always have the preconceived idea that teachers are poorly paid. What's your take on that? Are teachers really so poorly paid?
So we're still talking about some research that's been commissioned at Stellenbosch University. It's a 3-year project. We completed the first year of this project in November, December last year, released some 11 papers on their findings. And their task has been, in our world of socioeconomic development, is actually looking at the teacher demographics. What do they earn? Where do they come from? What are they studying? Where are the critical shortages? What are the shortcomings? What are the areas well in getting all this deep research? There's 16 researchers who've been commissioned to do this. And we've had some wonderful research coming out of it. And I was pondering just this last week that the research that gets done, and remember, this has been endorsed by the Director General of the Department of Basic Education. The research has been done, it's been read, and now we all go quiet. So we've spent a bit of time at School Days because we care so much about the school days of the lives of our children and our communities. And we're saying, you know, how do we have a look at some of that research and then draw it to front of mind for so many of us? Are teachers underpaid or overpaid? The relativity of it is how you measure it. The research that we've looked at says teachers are, in actual fact, in the top 5% of those who are earning in the formal sector in South Africa.
Sure. I tell you what we're going to do, Paul. We're just going to get you on a better line because the line's starting to crack up. And the reason why I'm asking about how teachers are paid is because if they are paid, like Paul says, in the top 5%, think about the top 5% of South Africans. Therefore, it should be a career, although any career like this should be like this, where greater care is taken when selecting a teacher. In other words, the entry requirements shouldn't just be standard, anyone can become a teacher, because this is affecting our education. And if you have a look at what's happening in our country at the moment, I know the classes are big, I get it. But sometimes you just think to yourself, why did this person even become a teacher? And therefore, you know, let's think about this. Should we not be making the standards of getting into teaching a little bit higher? In other words, You've got to have a degree. You've got to have some sort of something else that comes before studying to be a teacher. Or perhaps you have to have straight A's, or I don't know. Maybe you can tell me if you're a teacher. But there has to be better sort of care that goes into this, right? We're losing Paul Esterhazen. He's the CEO of School Days. Hold on. Let's see. We've got him back. Paul, hi. A better line. Let's have a look.
Let's hope so, John. Oh,
there we go. I mean, much better. Much better, much better. All right, you were telling us about the pay that goes towards school teachers, and I was basically saying, all right, so you said top 5% school teachers are paid well, but then shouldn't there be better care in make sure we're getting quality?
Well, there's the point, and, you know, we're measuring against the total economy. So remember, in South Africa, 60% of we class as the poorer population are actually not even earning income in the formal labour market. But get into the question, and we've unearthed this nugget of information in research, which talks to the fact that probably the biggest influence on the poor outcomes that we're getting in education, because a lot is said around the matric results in the government schools at the end of every year. This year, we had everyone shouting 80% pass rate, looked at the quality of the passes and saying, well, the pass rate is 30% for maths. And you know, one in five learners who wrote a matric exam failed. And so the long-term impacts and saying, well, in areas that we have poor educational outcomes. And why is that? So we're looking at, I'm a student and I'm a kid at school and I'm looking at a career.
Sure, Paul.
Study.
Yeah.
Is our line bad?
Yeah, it's really bad. It really is, unfortunately. Right, let's try one more time. I'm going to put you back to our producers because I really want to hear what you have to say. A lot of people argue, Ray, why does it go by the pay whether we get good teachers or bad? And I think you actually have a very good point because it doesn't go by that. It goes by the mere fact that we have to get quality educators in. My question is, well, what about maths and science? Right, Paul, let's try one more time. Maths and science, those are the problems. You've just spoken about 30% for maths. Are we not getting quality maths teachers? What's going on?
So if you want to go and study a Bachelor of Education degree, it has a lower entrance requirement at university than the other degrees, than all of the other degrees. And most students enrolled for teaching degrees, the analysis shows that they performed worse in maths at matric levels compared to students who were enrolled in other degrees. Mm. So we have a trend here. It's almost the default. My matric marks are not good enough for me to study the degrees that I might want to do a different career. And my default is, oh, well, I can get in for education. Let me go and be a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not a good space to be because how do we recruit more students who are the better students, the better performing students, the students in the higher achieving areas? And the plea then would obviously from me and School Days and our world would be going out to say to all of your listeners, what can you do? What can you actually do to get involved in that? And I need to be an encourager. We need to attract high-achieving students to say there's a career path for you. And delving a bit deeper and a bit wider into this, we've got to look at what teachers earn. So the typical earning plateau is, my opening gambit is I start at the lowest entrance level, and then I work my way up, and it takes many, many years before I'm earning something which competently would equate to a good salary. And surely we ought to be changing it. And South Africa is in some ways unique in this way in that we reward our teachers according to their teaching experience. If you're long in the game and you've been teaching for many years, you will obviously out-earn a new graduate who's just come to the fore and is teaching. And you know, Ray, you were talking earlier about teachers and their impact in our lives. As parents, we want to put our children into a school, and when we look at the school, we say, who's the best teacher, you know, especially in the primary school years, where we have a teacher who's responsible for the kid in the whole year.
Yeah,
don't want them to be with a teacher who you say, well, she's not the best teacher, or he's not the best teacher to have. He's only interested in the sport. We need to recognize, here is a student who's got excellent marks, graduated impressively, come and work at our school. And then what can we do with you? How do we incentivize you? So we create this retention and calling to teachers, to youngsters looking at a career path, and get them involved in schools.
Yeah.
The late David Klein at Heronbridge College, whenever he gave a talk to parents, he formidably stood up and said to every parent, the best thing you can ever do for your child when they matriculate is send them to go and study to be a teacher. And those words echo and reverberate far and wide.
I like that. Yeah. Paul, I think it's absolutely, it's a great idea, actually. And maybe do that. Pay for what you get. Make it a lot more difficult to get into teaching. Make sure that your matric marks are looked at. And perhaps make sure that you have a flair for maths and science if you're going to be teaching maths and science. Paul Esterhazen, CEO of School Days. Thank you.